And I feel good. You know, I feel really blessed to, you know, only sustain the grade of an injury that I did, the grade one LCL sprain. So, you know, after watching the hit, I didn't get to watch the replay till after I had the MRI. So I think that was a good idea as well. And, you know, like I told everybody, I was the happiest guy in the world on Monday. You know, to be blessed with the injury that I did have after looking at it so many times. So, you know, I feel good.
How much better do you feel now compared to even 2 days ago?
A lot better. You know, it's gotten better every day, which is a positive sign for me. You know, Sunday night, you know, I thought there was probably no chance, you know, that I could play the next week. And then Monday morning, I felt better about it. You know, yesterday I felt better about it, and today I feel, you know, really good about it. So, you know, it just depends on, you know, if I continue to progress the way I am.
How much were you able to do today?
You know, I got to leave that to coach to say, but, you know, I did enough. And, you know, I did enough to give myself the confidence to, you know, push it, you know, tomorrow and then on Friday.
Robert, when you were out there doing whatever you did you feel like yourself?
Yeah, I feel like myself every day. So
did the knee feel like itself?
Yeah, I mean, it's just about getting confidence back in it. And, you know, I plan on getting confidence back in it relatively quickly. So, you know, it's just you got to go out there and continue to progress every day.
Robert, what have you said to Kirk about the way he played?
You know, I congratulated him on the sideline, you know, after the game, even after that play. You know, it was great to see him go out there and, you know, do what he did. I know a lot of people were shocked. I don't think anyone on this team was shocked. You know, he prepares himself. And, you know, we got a great quarterback room. So, you know, really proud of him and Rex and Coach for helping him out there. And, you know, we won the game. That's all that matters.
Robert, what have the doctors said to you about the chance of sustaining another injury or a worse injury if you play on this? And how much will that factor into the decision this week?
You know, they haven't talked to me much about that. I know, you know, 2009 when I tore my ACL and I wanted to come back and play, you know, 2 weeks after that off of that, you know, then you have a chance of messing up the other ligaments. But with a grade one LCL sprain, it's, you know, I don't know if there is – if you are in danger of hurting any of the other ligaments, but, you know, I'll wear a brace and go on from there.
Robert, walking around, just being your normal self, not on the football field, are you feeling it at all and getting out of bed or walking around your place, or is it you notice that you have an injury?
No, it's just, you know, on a Sunday night and Monday, you know, you definitely notice it, but, you know, the more the leg loosens up, the more the swelling goes down, the more you progress, the more you can do normal things. So getting out of bed, walking up steps, doing all those things, and I use it as a little gauge to see how I can you know, come out and perform, and it's gotten a lot easier for me. You know, I can walk up and down steps normally. I can walk around normally. I can run in place. I can run. I can do all those things. So, you know, like I said, I'm the happiest guy in the world right now.
Are you able to plant and throw the way you want yet?
Yeah, I mean, planting and throwing is not a problem. You know, I went, you know, did some planting and throwing out here, you know, all day. So, I don't know if you guys saw the wave. I waved at you guys, but. Just letting you guys know I'm okay.
Robert, how do you balance your extreme competitive nature, because we know you want to be out there for every snap on Sunday, with what has happened to you in the past, your ACL, and how you physically feel and what the doctors say? Where is that balance?
Oh, I mean, it's all balanced. I don't know how I can put it, but, you know, what the doctors say means a lot to me. How I feel means a lot to me, and, you know, I've been able to push myself the past couple of days based on the way I feel and being honest, you know, with Larry and the doctors. And, you know, it's just about being smart. You know, during the game, you know, I threw the pass to Pierre down the field and, you know, limped down the field. And I knew I needed to get out of the game, so I got out of the game. And, you know, it's just about that. It's not just about me and about me playing and being out there. It's about the team. And, you know, if I feel like I can give the team the best chance to win, then I'll play. And if I can, you know, make sure I ensure my safety out there and my health and my, you know, my career, then, you know, I'll go out there and play. And if not, then I won't.
Robert, you use your instincts so much, Rob.
Your teammates who have been through injury about when they've been able to say, okay, I can push through and I can go.
I think it's different for everybody. You know, I feel like I can push through any kind of injury. Does that mean I'll play on Sunday? Who knows? But, you know, we'll see what happens. And, you know, I want to be out there for those guys like I told them I would be.
You play off instinct so much, and you rely on your athletic ability so much back there. do you find that the injury could creep in and distort those, and how quickly, you know, you can act on those instincts? And if that's the case, is that a sign that you wouldn't be able to play?
Nah. I mean, I've told many people I'm more than just a runner. I'm more than just an athletic quarterback. So I don't have to go out there and prove that to anybody. But I think one gauge is, will I be able to make instinctive moves without thinking about it? And, you know, I couldn't do that in 2009 off of the ACL. You know, I could control my movements, but whenever I had to make a quick decision, I couldn't really plant and go. So, you know, I try to do a little bit of that. You know, whenever you can't see your leg or plan that you're going to make a certain movement, can you make that explosive step? And I was able to do that today. And, you know, hopefully I'll be able to do it, you know, more and more throughout the week.
Can you simulate that in practice the same way it would happen in a game, though?
Not necessarily the way it would happen in a game, but, you know, I can make an instinctive move based on, you know, a coverage or what offensive lineman is doing. And those are the things that you have to be able to do without thinking about them and not letting your knee go out.
Robert, as competitive as you are, if you guys were 4-9 and out of this thing, would you consider laying at rest a little bit, or the record doesn't matter?
No, I'd play. Me saying it is a different tone than you're saying it. Record doesn't matter. It doesn't, you know, gauge whether you play or not, whether you try to save yourself for the next season or play. You know, I think the day you start taking that mentality in the football is the day you should stop playing. So, you know, we're 7-6 here, and you're trying to make the playoffs, trying to go further than that, and, you know, I need to be out there for my team.
Did you wear a brace in 2009, Robert? And if so, did that experience, is that going to help you at all if you have to wear a brace now?
Yeah, I wore one the year after my ACL for the whole year. So I'm used to, you know, I got to get back used to a brace, but I've played with one before, and I think it will help me, you know, if I do decide to brace up and play.
Robert, we've been talking about you trying to stay healthy all season. It's been one of the, like, the major narratives of the running around and things like that. I'm curious, just going back to that play, you always say, if the game's on the line, I'm going to go for it. You need 19 and you got 13. Would you do everything the same? Would you have tried to slide if the coaches said anything? Obviously, you're trying to win the game in the fourth quarter, but I'm curious, just those extra couple of yards trying to dive forward, and just what your thought is on how that play ended.
I was frustrated. You know, first of all, like I told you guys, the hit hurt. So, you know, I was frustrated when I got up because I was getting down, and that play can happen to anybody. It wasn't like I was waiting to the last second and got hit in the head or like I did against Atlanta or anything like that. You know, I was getting down, and my leg came up and he hit my leg. So it's like, you know, that was an unfortunate part of it. But, you know, I think the one thing people have to realize is football is a physical sport, and there's a lot of quarterbacks out there that aren't necessarily the runners that aren't playing right now because of injury. So it's not just because, you know, I'm a little bit athletic and I can move around that you know, I'm more prone to injuries. There's a lot of quarterbacks out there that are getting hurt that don't move around a lot. So, you know, I don't look at it that way. You know, I tried to get down. As soon as I turned in, I knew there was a lot of Ravens coming after me. So it was just unfortunate. So, you know, I'll make sure I continue to play, play safe, play the way I have, and still be aggressive.
Do you expect to play on Sunday?
No, I can't tell you all that. And, you know, I don't want first, I don't want to give the Cleveland Browns a competitive advantage, and I don't want to I don't want to let anybody down. So I don't want to say that I'll be playing and then end up not playing.
Have you seen the replay of the injury with your knee going back in a rather unnatural direction?
Yeah, I watched it. I watched it a couple times, maybe five. But since then, every time they play it, since there's an RG3 update every other hour, it's I try not to watch it anymore.
Kirk, how much has it helped your development and his that you were both have been rookies going through the OTA, that in other words they're installing something brand new for both, two rookies at the same time, so both of you can learn together?
Right, it worked out like Coach wanted it to. You got two guys coming in, so we're both having to learn the system. You know, both of us learned it in different ways. And it's just been a great relationship with me, Kirk, and Rex, you know, the two young guys, and then the 10-year vet. So, you know, it's been a great quarterback room, and, you know, I think we all get along.
You said you don't want to let anybody down. What have your teammates said to you?
Don't play if I can't play. You know, I think coming out here and doing what I did in practice, it is kind of a showcase, you know, for you guys to see me move around and, you know, that I'm not on crutches or limping or anything like that. But it's also for them to see that, you know, I'm okay, and that if I do step out there in between those lines, that they don't have to worry about me. Now, they are naturally just because, you know, they're my teammates, but, you know, I don't want them to think that I'm going to put myself in harm's way if I can't go out and perform.
Kirk, Robert, we're doing a special on Martin Luther King Day, and I just wanted to ask you a couple of questions. Many people in our society are defined by their race, and the fact that you have not allowed yourself to be defined by your race, how has that helped shape your identity?
You know, guys like Martin Luther King Jr., you know, helped shape my identity, your identity, you know, the things that he's done, you know, for this country. It's not just helped African Americans, it's helped everybody. It's all helped us with our perspective, our viewpoints on life. And, you know, for me, it was just, you know, you don't ever want to be defined by the color of your skin. You know, you want to be defined by your work ethic, the person that you are, your character, your personality. And, you know, that's what I strive to go out and do. You know, I am an African-American in America, and, you know, that'll never change, but I don't have to be defined by that.
Now, why is it with so many African-American Redskins fans who love you not only because of the way you play, but because of the fact that you're African-American, how much do you relate to those fans and how relevant race is to them?
You know, I am relevant of how much race is relevant to them. You know, I don't ignore it. You know, I try not to be defined by it, but I understand different perspectives and how people view different things. So I understand that, you know, they're excited that, you know, their quarterback is an African American, and you know, I play with a lot of pride, a lot of character, you know, a lot of heart. So I understand that, and you know, I appreciate them for being fans and not just fans because I'm African American.
Last one, many fans and analysts have tried to almost put you in a box as an African American quarterback. Why is that a definition that you don't embrace?
You know, I don't know. You know, it's just they're going to try to compare. You know, we always try to find similarities in life, you know, no matter what it is. So they're always going to try to put you in a box with other African-American quarterbacks, you know, Vic Newton, Randall Cunningham, Warren Moon. But, you know, there's guys like the guy I just mentioned, Warren Moon and Doug Williams, who really didn't run that much, you know. And, you know, I think that's the negative stereotype when it comes to African-American quarterbacks, that, you know, most of us just run. And those guys threw it around. You know, I like to think I can throw it around a little bit. And, you know, that's the goal, just to go out and not try to prove anybody wrong, but just let your talents speak for themselves.